Finally, there was a news item yesterday that, Madeline, I think this is fair to say, captured the entire day-to-day staff's attention.
That's right. It's called commuter creep. Americans are leaving home earlier to beat rush hour. Last year, more people were on the road by 6 a.m., 2.7 million more than they were in the year 2000.
Madeline and I are among the 15 million people who head to work at O Dark 30. And this morning, I made a call to another fellow traveler. Okay, I'm going to turn that down. It's 5:38, and I'm about to start my commute, which is from Venice Beach to Culver City, where our studios are. But I'm going to call a guy who has a much more hellish commute, Peter Stacey. Hello? Hello?
This is Peter.
Peter Stacey?
Yes.
Hey, Peter, where are you right now?
I am just pulling out of the gas station and heading down the freeway.
So describe your commute to me.
I live in Glendora, which is eastern San Gabriel Valley, and I head all the way to Laguna Hills.
And how long does it take you?
It usually takes about an hour, 45 minutes on a good day.
So why get up so early?
Two reasons, really. One is to stay a little ahead of the traffic. It only gets worse, and I'd rather get in the office early and get it done than spend my majority of my day on the freeway. And it does allow me to head on home so I can actually see my children before they need to head to bed.
So most of the members of this show day to day get up before 6 o'clock and are on the road by 5:30 or so. And we've noticed that there have been a lot more people out there, a lot more people waiting for buses, cars on the freeway, stores open to cater to those people. Have you noticed any changes over your commute?
Oh, completely. I mean... there's certainly more cars on the freeway, and there's a growing trend of gyms and Starbucks and other coffee houses and whatnot opening, at least by 5:30, and then on the road from there.
So that makes your life a little easier, right?
It helps, but there's time, especially driving between the 57, 60, and various merges where I wish I was maybe not so joined at the hip with everyone else on the road.
So what do you do during this commute? You get anything done?
On the ride in, I'm listening to the radio.
We like that.
Yeah, it's usually getting caught up on the overnight news, but I do make a few phone calls. But on my commute home, I'm on the phone pretty much constantly.
So, Peter, I know you have two kids. Is there a part of you that really likes to have this time to yourself every morning, every afternoon?
Well, certainly in the morning, it does, not that my wife wants to hear it, getting both kids out the door by herself, but you know, it does get me out the door and more productive if I can get into my office as early as possible. And on the back end, it helps me to get home to be with them and then take some of that back-end responsibility in the early evening. You know, by getting out the door early and getting on the road and getting into the office, my back-end day is a little more flexible.
Well, Peter, I'm going to pull in and get a cup of coffee. The Starbucks near the NPR studios used to open at 5:30. Now it opens at 4:30, and I need to be perky enough to finish this show up.
Not a problem. I've already hit Starbucks myself. So
good to talk to you, Peter Stacey, on your way to work as I am. Have a good commute.
Okay, take care.